WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March the 21st, 2024. Mostly sunny, 61 today. Right now, 35 in the NRV, 40 in Lynchburg, and 40 in Roanoke. And I have a question for the both of you.
All right. Ooh.
I want to know, who is keeping black licorice in business?
I don't know. I want to know.
I'm trying to
think of
someone.
I know one person.
I know my mother loves black jelly beans. I don't know if she enjoys black licorice.
All right. I think the same people that are keeping black licorice in business are also keeping black jelly beans in business,
yes.
too.
I don't think my mother eats black licorice, though. I don't remember seeing that.
I'm asking that question because yesterday I was at Target, and I wanted a snack. And, of course, I bought the bag of Twizzlers that have the different flavors in it, like the yellow and the orange and the green color. And then, of course, you see that bag of black licorice. They're all stocked up.
Yep, yep.
I'm like, who's keeping black licorice in business? Because
yes.
I don't know of anybody that likes black licorice or black jelly beans.
Well, I know one person, and I feel like I've never seen them eat it. And, you know, in public, I feel like the black licorice people, they go to their home, they eat in private.
Am I mistaken? Didn't Zach, who used to be a part of K92, doesn't he like black licorice?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There's a reason he's not on the show anymore.
Because of black licorice.
That's hilarious.
What's on your mind this morning, Antoine?
I just need to say shout out to anyone that ever calls into K92. Whether you're calling in for the ladies' room, whether you're calling in for the blowing off, whether you're calling in to play a game and win a prize, shout out to you because yesterday I called in to a radio station in Seattle to be a part of a topic that they had going on.
Uh-huh.
I was sweating. I was nervous. My heart was pumping. It was like, I don't do this for a living.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The producer was getting me ready, was prepping me for the call. He was like, okay, what's your name? How do you spell it? Where are you listening from? This is the topic. What's your stance? So we kind of have an idea of where to go with it. I don't, yes, I like milk.
So you were on the other side, yeah.
Oh, it was so bad, and I could not imagine. I have friendships with these people that's on the radio. I couldn't imagine calling into a radio station where I don't know the people giving my opinion on the topic. Shout out to you for being so brave and so courageous because I just can't do it
anymore.
All
that pressure.
Yeah. That's the last time I'm ever doing it.
What is your time to shine? It's just like, you know. You can freeze.
I was like, make sure my phone's ready. Make sure I got good service. I was charged. Oh, Joe, I don't see how you're doing. Shout out to all of you guys. Monica, what's on your mind this morning?
Okay, I did something so stupid at the grocery store. I thought I was, you know, starting to spark in a conversation. So I walk into Food Lion, and of course, my hair is really big, you know? Mm. Like, I have big hair. There's a woman that's walking into the store that has equally as big hair. Like, her hair is enormous. Like, it's just, you know, it's flowing. It looks great. I love it. Well, when she walks in and we cross paths, I say, hair twins. And I don't know her. And I know it threw her off and it was stupid.
Look, Antoine, I know the look on your face is in disdain for what she just said, but I love what she just said.
Because
I would have said the same. I'm like, hey, twinsy.
Yeah, and she wasn't amused. And then on top of that, I ended up behind her. So I feel like, anyone else would have picked it up. We looked like two lions like walking around the store.
But for her, it could have been a bad hair day. And she was just trying to get to what she was doing and leave it like, you appreciate it. You shared it.
I thought she looked gorgeous.
She might not have thought that, and so now you've drawn more attention. So now other people is looking at Mufasa's lion mane.
I feel like they already were. That was so stupid.
Just saying.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
It is my favorite weekend of the year.
Yeah! This is your favorite weekend.
Madness. It is easily. There's not a close number two. This is my favorite weekend of the year. March Madness will officially start today at 12:20. So from today at 12:20 through Sunday night, where the last game, I think, starts at 9 o'clock, all basketball, all day long.
This is a lot
Thursday,
of squeaking going
Friday,
on.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, I'm so excited. Wow. You can hear it. The jubilation
I hear it. You know,
in my voice right now.
Woo! I'm excited for you.
Oh, but yeah, so... with March Madness starting up today, here are some fun facts about March Madness. And what I'm learning is that I am the above average March Madness fan because they say the average March Madness fan will dedicate 36 hours to March Madness between now and April 8th.
36 hours.
I'm like, 36, that's it? There's how many hours between now and Sunday night? Yeah. There's a lot.
So you don't get like bed rot or anything, do you? Like,
no, okay. I can't watch it, but I'll fall asleep. And here's how it's broken down. They said the average person will spend 3 hours filling out March Madness brackets. Mm. They'll spend 13 hours watching games because they'll go in and they'll come out. 5 hours of highlights on ESPN. 5 hours discussing it with friends and their family. 5 hours reading about it online, and then 3 hours placing bets on all the games.
Chris, this is a lot.
Like, this is me. I am Chris, here. I am
all
home.
I hear is a mix of the Globetrotters with squeaks. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Look, I'm not gonna knock what Antoine is excited about. This is in his wheelhouse. Let him live in his moment. This is his month. Okay,
it's his weekend.
I like how they said it's when you, like, you're hanging out and your parents are like, listen, just go over there with your little comic books or whatever. Just go and leave me alone. Enjoy your time. Now you're right. This is my wheelhouse. It's not Monica's wheelhouse.
Not at all.
So what I've done. I've given Monica a March Madness bracket. In front of Monica are all 64 teams that are playing today through April 8th. Monica, I want you to give me and the people three teams, just by looking at it, three colleges that you think have a chance to win the NCAA championship.
Okay,
Give me some vibes off that bracket.
Okay, I'm feeling UConn. They're going to do it. They're going to be, like, top of the game.
Okay,
I also
UConn.
Have Duke.
Duke, okay.
Duke and Purdue.
Duke and Purdue, what is it? All right, for 500 Morning Thang bucks, what's the mascot for Purdue University?
It's a chicken.
You think
Purdue
it's a chicken?
Yeah. So it has to be chicken.
That's what I was going to say.
You say chicken too?
Yep.
Come on. They're the Boilermakers. The Purdue Boilermakers.
All right, let's. I'm gonna start a petition.
I'm gonna change it to chicken.
Yes, they're the Boilermakers. It's the UConn Huskies, the Duke Blue Devils, and the Purdue Boilermakers. You guys,
their mascot's a little scary. That means that they're on top of their game.
It's a Boilermaker.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that has a pet Boilermaker. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, someone clear my throat. Pay for my coffee.
Because you had a frog in your throat?
Yes.
We got to get her some
beverages.
We got
to help her out. Yeah. No, but okay, so I'm getting ready to turn into the Starbucks to get my coffee at the drive-thru. And as I'm doing a little turnaround, a woman swoops in and cuts me off in the drive-thru line.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm doing a little U-ey to get into the Tower Starbucks, and this woman just swoops in.
Let me ask you this. Did you aggressively honk your horn at her?
I didn't. I was very patient. And I said, well, if a woman wants to cut me off like that, then she must have something going on. She must need that Starbucks worse than you. Yeah, she must need it. And I don't really care. It's all right.
Good. I am proud of you, Monica. It's new Monica. I like it. Yeah, don't blow your horn.
I did. I just took in just a, you know, extra couple breaths, and I was like, it's all right.
Good.
Well, that woman, she gets to the window, and I see that she's having a conversation with the barista. And then I get to the window, and the barista says, your coffee is taken care of, because the woman that was in front of you, she felt like a jerk. She was a jerk for cutting you off, and so she wanted to take care of your coffee.
Oh,
what?
That's nice of her.
Very nice.
Somebody realized they were being rude and decided, you know what?
She was self-aware.
I apologize, and I'm going to take steps to make it right.
Yeah, she did.
All right, and this might be a bad question, and I'm not picking sides, but was she actually rude? Because you said you were making a U-turn
to go into it, and she made a
direct turn. I feel like she had the right of way.
At that tower's location, if you know the tower's location, you know that you're doing a U-y to get in line for your coffee.
Yep.
She just cut me off, and it was pretty aggressive. It was rude.
Maybe you owe her coffee. Now she's going to work today. She's feeling all sad and guilt trippy and stuff. Monica, you have ruined her day.
No, she's doing. But I was like, oh my gosh, very nice that she was aware of the fact that she was aggressive with that turn. You know. And she took care of my coffee. So thank you, lady in the black SUV. It was Antoine. No.
And now you're gonna pay it forward at some point today, right?
She didn't pay it forward. She apologized. That's what she did.
That's fair.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, potato.
Potato,
potato. Potato, potato.
guys know that the first basketball was made out of potato skins? Did you know that?
I've heard about that. Well, no, is that... No, that's a Snopes.
I lied.
That's Snopes,
I have no clue.
Right? I was like...
I don't know.
Okay.
I was getting ready to say, did it have cheddar cheese and bacon on it too?
Yeah, I was like, that's a Snopes article.
That's okay. A Snopes article? What's that?
Snopes is like people make up like stories and they post it on Snopes. You go there and it's like, oh, it's a Snopes.
Oh, my grandmother called them tattletales.
Oh,
wait a second. Wait a second. You've never heard of Snopes?
I've never heard of Snopes before my life.
Yeah, it's like where you go to, you know, for all the,
yeah,
the lies.
Snopes was around before The Onion. You know what The Onion is?
I know what The Onion is. The
Snopes was the original Onion.
The OG.
The things you see, I set it up by telling a lie, and I walked away with new information. See, kids,
you're gonna check out Snopes.
Lying
later.
Works from time to time. All right, Monica versus Chris in a hot potato game, a verbal hot potato. I'm gonna give you guys a category, and you're gonna go back and forth for 20 seconds, naming things within the category. Whoever gives me the last complete answer before the buzzer goes off will get a point, win that round. The first to 2 points, two round wins, will win the game. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I look over at you. Monica's sipping something from Starbucks. Chris is yawning. You guys seem very awake right
now. We are on it.
Look,
yes.
It's all a ruse.
Okay, you're lulling her to sleep. I like it. All right, your first category. And Monica, we are going to start with you. Ladies first. Since Monday was the first day of spring, just give me things that people can now put away because it's officially spring. Go.
Winter clothes.
Snow shovel.
They can put away bricks of ice.
Snow blower.
They can put away they put away their jackets.
Yeah.
They can put away their snowmobile.
They can.
Their depression.
Sorry. Depression's not funny.
Oh no.
Depression's not funny. You know what?
But you know what they do put it away. Put away their depression.
That's very true, but guess what? I'm giving a point to Chris. Because I let your bricks of ice slip by.
You did.
What?
Some people have those bricks of ice.
That they have just hanging out.
Just hanging out. You know, it's cold.
Let's put them away.
Put them in the freezer. Deep freezer.
Plus, Monica's last answer wasn't correct anyway because I'm depressed all year long.
Oh, Chris. Oh, I'm going to go hug you.
No. I don't put away. It's permanent. It's my personality. All right. Well, Chris, you get to go first. You win this round. You win the game. It is March Madness. We were talking about it. So, back and forth. Just tell me things that you would find in a basketball arena. Go.
Basketball.
Players.
Seats.
Throw up.
Okay.
People drink too much, right?
Yeah.
Beer.
Okay. You find kids yelling.
Fans.
Yeah.
Dancing. People dancing all the time.
Referees.
You find shoelaces.
Basketball goals.
Yeah. Blood.
I'm giving blood because I have cleaned up blood before.
Yeah, sometimes they fight.
In a basketball game.
I've seen it on the television.
On the television. Yes. All right, here you go. Last round. Tiebreaker round. We talked about it off air. Monica loves some Love is Blind. So is Chris. So, back and forth. We're starting with you, Monica. Just give me reality dating shows or dating competitions. Go.
Flavor Love.
The Bachelorette.
Hey, Love is Blind.
The Bachelor.
You have a Rock of Love.
The Ultimatum.
And a Paradise. Paradise.
Nope, that's not what it's called.
It's Paradise City. Paradise Town. Nope. Dang it, Edward! Paradise Land.
Nope.
What is it called?
Paradise Island.
Come on.
It's Paradise Island.
Why did I get it?
I don't know, but they're not loving on you in Paradise Town. Mm. Paradise Road.
Yeah, that one lasted one season because nobody watched it.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
All right, a 39-year-old woman is facing a felony battery charge for allegedly striking her 68-year-old boyfriend in the eye with a piece of produce.
Wait a minute, I need those numbers again. I need those numbers one more
she's
time.
She's 39, her boyfriend 68.
Okay, all right, just want to make sure I heard it right.
Just a little gap.
About a 30-year difference.
Yes.
Just a little gap there.
Now, before I reveal what she hit him with, I'm going to give you multiple choice answers. Did she hit him with a pineapple, B, a cantaloupe, or C, an avocado?
I think avocado, because that's like a little more pop.
Yeah, you know? I'm going with, you know what? No, I'm going to say pineapple. She wanted like all the little spiky edges and stuff to hit him.
Don't be mad, Antoine, but Monica's correct.
Oh, congratulations, Monica.
She hit her 68-year-old boyfriend in the eye with an avocado. Now, police say that Carlene Beiswanger and the victim had been living together for about a year, and on this particular night, they had been getting a little frisky, and at some point, it turned into an argument.
I mean, with the last name Beiswanger and you, the option of pineapple.
I know.
I would have pieced that together.
A lot of things were connected right there, Monica.
The police allege that she threw an avocado at the victim's face, causing injury to his right eye. Now, Beiswanger also allegedly threw a hanging rod that struck the man in the arm. Now, a portion of this incident was witnessed by a neighbor, and the alleged battery occurred at an apartment complex for residents age 62 or older.
Mm.
And after being read her rights, Beiswanger denied directly striking the victim, and she was arrested for battering a victim of the age of 65 or older, which is a felony. She was released from county jail without bond late Sunday night and is headed to court.
Okay.
I like how there's a particular age of, like, all right, 64 years old, you can sock them all you want to, but at 65... they are too fragile. Don't you touch the old people at 65. But 64, 364 days, they can light them up.
Kenya Grace and Strangers. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Are you like me? Have you ever found yourself rewatching a show, rewatching a character, a beloved character, someone you grew up loving, you grew up idolizing, then now you have a different perspective and you see them as a toxic character they are.
Mm-hmm.
If there's someone you used to love, but you see that they're toxic now, text their name in to 52353. TV show characters. I don't need to hear about your ex or your stepfather. Okay? TV show characters, because I am rewatching a show that I absolutely loved growing up. One of my favorite shows of all time. First off, I don't like that That feels judgy. Mm-hmm. Like, Saved by the Bell is one of the best shows ever in the history of life.
It was really good show.
I watched it, yeah. It's all right.
But yeah, so I've been watching it a little bit more because it comes on like during the day around like 12 to like 2 p.m. So if I don't have anything else to watch on TV, I've been watching it.
Yeah.
But what's been standing out to me? Zach Morris. Zach Morris might be the single worst TV show character in the history of TV shows.
He was so cute, though.
That's how he got away with it because he was charming.
And suave. But no, he was actually chaos. There were many episodes where he would steal girls right from under AC Slater. There was an episode that I watched recently when they were doing a rap version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Jesse was dating AC Slater. Zach is dating Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But in the play, Zach and Jesse had to, you know, kiss because he's a prince. He had to wake her up. And they ended up making out and then keeping a secret from AC Slater and from Kelly. Another episode, he's trying to mess with AC. He causes AC Slater and Lisa Turtle to wreck Mr. Belden's car. Lisa Turtle ends up in a hospital.
What?
How about the episode where Screech got struck by lightning and instead of taking care of his friend, he used him to get answers for a test because Screech can see the future. Zach Morris, and there's a YouTube channel dedicated to this because I found it in my research. That's called Zach Morris is Trash. This character might be the single most toxic character that we once loved in the history of TV.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so bad.
Oh, he is a bad boy.
But then, I watch every episode. I'm like, I can't believe he got away with this. I cannot believe we loved him so much. Oh, you Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I would have to say Harriet Winslow.
Harriet?
I'm not a fan of Harriet. Harriet Winslow, I was Googling and looking up, what does she do? What does she do for a living on the show? And she really didn't hold a job. She had trouble holding a job. She was there with Carl. I mean, Carl, come on. And I was like, I'm not feeling it. I was like, she caught my eye in the corner this morning, and I went and I found some research on Harriet Winslow and how she met Carl at the police department, and then she decided to leave her job, and she couldn't hold a job from that point on. But then she moved in, Carl's mom, and
I'm looking at you because I don't think you necessarily.
She's
dislike,
not type.
You don't dislike Harriet as much as you just have no reason to like Harriet.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she's not really that toxic person like Zach.
Yeah.
But she has toxic energy surrounding her. Like her, I feel like her dynamic. Because she had daddy issues.
What was her daddy? How did she have daddy issues?
Oh yeah. So in 1991, Harriet, her estranged father Jimmy, he returned in hopes.
With him and Rachel.
Yeah. So that right there, that drama. There's something going on with the dad.
Because she had her dad left her as a child.
There's some toxic energy. Yes, I don't like it.
I also feel like there was another toxic character on Family Matters. I think Steve Urkel was toxic.
Well, he couldn't figure out who he was.
Yeah, and he was always he would never leave Laura alone.
Uh-huh. You know?
That was harassment.
That was harassment.
And he would always show up at their house.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then Harriet just, she didn't care.
All right, so Monica to Harriet 8. All right, so text in now to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Is there a TV character that you grew up watching, you grew up loving them, but now you realize how toxic they are? Because I want to hear, Chris, I know you watch a lot of TV.
Yes, and so, I have a character that I used to love, but I realized not too long ago, like, maybe I shouldn't have liked that character.
Oh, no.
All right, so we're going to find out who that character is in roughly 5 minutes on K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we are talking right now about TV characters that we used to love, that we used to appreciate, we used to adore. But as we gotten older and revisited some of those shows, we just realized they are just so toxic and terrible people. Or in Monica's case, what are you here for? Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Harriet?
That's how Monica feels about dear, sweet old Harriet Winslow from
Family
Matters.
I'm not here for Harriet. Okay, that is definitely toxic that you will agree with. Brian, the dog from Family Guy. The animated show.
Yes.
His tail.
Brian is definitely way more toxic and way worse than Harriet Winslow, because we started this conversation off of me rewatching Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Zach Morris growing up. I wanted to be the next Zach Morris. He was charming. He was smart. He was able to get his way. He had Kelly. He had Jesse. He had Tori. He had all. He had Lisa. He had them all. That's what I wanted to be. But now I'm watching it as a grown old man, and I'm like, oh, he's a terrible person.
Yeah.
He is the worst friend, the worst student, the worst
son. He's not to be trusted.
Lying to his parents and everything. So we're getting text messages in to 52353. You are sharing some of the characters that you used to love that you now hate. Dean Winchester from Supernatural.
I don't know why. I guess he would be toxic. I watched Supernatural for a while, but I couldn't say, oh yeah, he's definitely toxic. But
well, how about this one? Because Megan texted in to 52353, and she said only 90s babies would understand, but Johnny Bravo. Mm-hmm. Johnny Bravo kind of looks like Zach Morris on steroids.
Yes.
With the hair and the pretty face and everything.
He's like, hey, mama.
But
he's like a little Elvis.
A little Elvis. Mm-hmm. And then Tracy from Roanoke says, I grew up loving and watching Married with Children. I loved Al Bundy, but let's face it, he is a terrible person.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Worst father ever.
But I feel like he announced it during the show, probably. You know what I'm saying? I'm a terrible person.
Actually, you know what? You knew that. He didn't pretend to be good.
No. He's like, you know what you're getting here.
He hated his wife and his kids. Chris, is there anyone? Because you said there's one character that you're not a fan of now. Who is that?
Yeah, so I used to love How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
And Barney Stinson was my favorite character.
Yes, as it should be.
I love Barney. He was so funny. He's such a womanizer. But looking back on it, though, he would literally lie to girls to get them to sleep with him. I think he stole a girl's car before, and he once even admitted to selling a woman. But somehow the fact that he was in love with Robin and did nice things to her made everything okay. But he was very toxic.
He was toxic.
He was funny,
yes,
but he was
correct.
Toxic.
He was very toxic.
I'm like, I shouldn't have liked Barney Stinson.
Barney Stinson, I would put in the Al Bundy category, though. Like, he didn't hide who he was. He bragged about it. He told everyone, hey, listen, I got this book of the bro code, et cetera, et cetera, which I did buy that book. It's a great book. But
I think you might have some toxicity.
I definitely got a little drip in there. Keep texting in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Oh, Pam from The Office?
Pam?
Someone feels Pam from The Office is toxic? Mm-hmm. Oh, shucks. We are about to jump into Chris's OCD Chronicles, but real quick, we were just talking about the TV show characters that everyone loves, but we realize is super toxic. And right before we were going to a song, Someone texted in to 52353 saying Pam from the office.
Mm.
And it didn't make any sense because I thought we loved Pam.
Yeah.
I thought Pam was beloved by everyone. Well, we got a little background from Brian in Cave Spring that says, Pam from the office, she was engaged to Roy and flirted with Jim. And when Jim was finally with Karen, Pam and Roy were split up. So Pam came in and home wrecked Jim and Karen. And then she runs off to art school. But when Jim takes a job in Philadelphia, she throws a fit. There's more to it. But this is where it starts.
Well,
okay,
it's toxic behavior right
Pam
there. Pam.
I thought
just
because
she puts
Pam.
Her hair in a little ponytail. Look real cute and innocent.
I use Pam and Jim in my GIFs. On when I'm talking to people, a little high five.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not that toxicity.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
All right, this week we're going into my kitchen.
Okay.
There's something I do, and I know people are going to be angry with me when I say this.
Oh, boy.
They're going to say I'm being very wasteful, but I cannot stand to have one dirty dish or utensil in my sink. It has to go directly in the dishwasher.
Okay.
But my dish, I don't like having dirty dishes in my dishwasher, so I run my dishwasher over and over again.
Oh, good gracious.
Even if I have a few things in there and I got I got a few clean things in my dishwasher, I'll take a few dirty things and put them in my dishwasher to get them out of the sink, and then I'll just rerun everything. And once it gets kind of full with clean dishes, then I'll take them out and put them up.
You know what? That's okay.
So let me just walk through this.
Yes.
You eat a bowl of spaghetti. That's all you got. You got a bowl of spaghetti. You put that bowl in the sink, you rinse it out, and then you put it in the dishwasher.
Yes.
And you run it. You run a dishwasher with just that bowl in
there. No, I don't. I'm not that bad.
Okay.
If it's got just a few dishes in there, then it's okay. But I always run my dishwasher when I have, say, maybe like half of my utensil basket is full.
Yes.
And I have a few dishes in there. But it's not just one. But I definitely do not have enough in my dishwasher to run my dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
But I don't like having dirty dishes sitting in there, but I also don't like them in my sink. And I don't always like to empty my dishwasher either.
Yeah, so you'll have a few clean things in the dishwasher, and then you'll add the dirty and then run it
then
again.
Like,
and
you know what?
Yes, I get what you're saying, because on occasion I have done that.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
it's
you.
All right. Yep, and then you'll have like a pan of like spaghetti sauce. You'd be like, well, all the clean dishes are dirty now because I put this pan, it sprinkles some dirt on it.
It's 100% not all right. It's such a wasteful use of water. Just because we might do it doesn't mean it. So you're out here just wasting water for no reason.
Yeah.
And unload your dishwasher. Why are there clean dishes just hanging out in the dishwasher? I'm going to teach
a
class.
As we get older, my back.
I'm about to teach a class how to load and unload a dishwasher one-on-one. You guys are stressing me out.
So the reason why I don't unload the dishwasher, because I look at it, I was like, well, there's not really enough dishes to unload.
If there's a clean dish in that dishwasher, there's enough to unload.
You get every dish out.
Yes. Why am I not? Isn't that the purpose? Are we
you
not
can't have one plate.
All of our clothes out of the laundry, we do it all.
Sometimes I think it gives the dishwasher character, you know? Like, just leave that one dish and a fork.
I am so sick to my stomach right now.
Look, I hope I'm not the only one that runs my dishwasher over and over again and then eventually empties it. When I thought, okay, it's pretty full. I can empty the dishwasher out. But that is my OCD trait this week on
K92. K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Rapper Meg Thee Stallion, she's confirmed it. A hot girl summer world tour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to kick off this summer. She's going to have, I think the closest concert in our area is going to be Raleigh, North Carolina, in D.C. area. But yeah, she's ready. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
All right. If you're a big Megan Thee Stallion fan, there's your chance to see her up front and personal.
Road trip.
Okay. So would you ever take a Weird Al Yankovic class?
Because I would not, but I know he has a cult following, so
I know
a lot of people that would.
Well, what is he teaching? Because it really depends on what the class is. I might sign up for it.
All right, because Vermont State University, they're offering a course in Weird Al, and so they want to analyze what's a good parody.
Okay.
You know, because they offer those Taylor Swift classes and Beyonce classes and stuff like that. So why not a Weird Al?
As someone who took design and appreciation at Virginia Tech as one of my elective classes, you know, just to fill credit requirements or whatever, if there was a Weird Al parody class, I definitely would have signed up for that. That'd be a fun elective to take.
Oh, like a major.
I think it'd be a lot of fun to take that.
Yeah, who knows? He may show up. Just pop in class. All right, and Ariana Grande, she is now divorced. She's a single woman. You know, I forgot she was married. But she was married to a guy named Dalton Gomez for 2 years.
Okay.
And from what I remember, I think she was a little bit of a homewrecker there. Wasn't he involved with someone else? And then she swooped in there? That's what I heard.
Don't ask me. I stay out of the tea.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, well, they were married. I feel like they didn't spend a lot of time together because I think they were together, say, for a year. And then she went off to film Wicked, which took, took her away from him for a really long time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of when they fell apart.
Well, now she's paying him out over $1 million for that divorce. So,
do we have the, does she have to pay like any alimony or anything like that? Or is it just,
they had a prenup.
Okay.
So you pay that money and it's done.
She's be like, here's $1.25 million. Now get out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy this $1 million. Coming up next on the show, we've got Covert Confessions.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, a few ways you can get us your confession. You can text it to 52353. We don't need your name or anything like that, just what your confession is. You can also call 540-774-9236, or you can just record a voice memo on your phone and send it into the show at mornings@k92radio.com. And we're kicking it off today with a voice memo.
I've been turning on my girlfriend's webcam and watching her all the time. She doesn't know that I'm doing this, and I don't think it's creepy because it's not anything dirty. I like watching her, and she doesn't know it.
That is so creepy.
I'm disturbed.
She should break up with you.
She doesn't know. Only we know. We're the only ones that knows.
It's like the episode of You right there.
That is weird and random. Now, I mean, I feel that's what people are doing with their Ring cameras. They're watching their neighbors.
That's different.
Yeah, how is it different?
I was just watching my neighbor walk by.
Exactly. Hey. Ball, you creepy guys.
I'm going to say, if you're listening right now, do you think that might be your boyfriend and you got cams in your house? I'd check them.
Just put a piece of tape over your laptop camera. You're supposed to do that anyway. Learned it in high school. We're also getting text messages in to 52353 of people sharing their confession, like this one here, which is kind of sad. I'm about to marry the love of my life, they say, but I think she has slightly fallen out of love with me.
Then don't get married.
You might want to rethink getting married to that person then if they're falling and not in a good direction.
Yeah, pause. Okay, there's another text that says, I sold a vehicle to an old man that wouldn't have ran for more than 10 miles. That's dirty. That's foul.
That's grimy right there.
Yeah.
That is. That could be your grandfather. How would you like that?
Oh, somebody wow. That makes me really sad. No.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want someone to do that to my pawpaw. I have another text here. I work at a convenience store, and when I restock the sodas, I shake them up in the hopes that it will explode when the customer opens it. These are horrible. I would be so mad.
Hold on, Antoine.
I don't think it's horrible. It's bad. I think it's also funny. I'm going to be honest. I think it's a little funny, too. You don't need to be drinking sodas. They ain't healthy. Get some water. No. You can't shake up water.
All right, and we got another voice memo to roll into here.
So my confession is that I'm an adult, but I love sugary kid cereals. Like, forget a bagel, forget waffles, forget bacon and eggs, all that kind of stuff. I just love the sugary stuff. Like, I know it's probably so bad for you, but whatever. And I even keep all the little toys that come in the boxes and line them up on the windowsill. So you can tell me if that's weird. Thank you. Have a good day.
I support this 100%. Every once in a while, I'll go get a Happy Meal. And I'll just keep the little toy. Right now in front of me, I got LeBron James that I got from McDonald's from Space Jam.
Look at you.
I support this. I support you, person.
I'm going to say you do you, boo.
Yeah.
You enjoy that sugary cereal. All right, we got more on the way, and here's a little sneak peek at a caller we are going to talk to next.
I have a crush on my boyfriend's father.
Uh-oh. That can lead to all kinds of problems.
It'll be fine.
We're going to find out more about that coming up on more Covert Confessions on K92.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thangs Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, we have a caller standing by to share a confession, but first, a couple more text messages.
Yeah, this one is into 52353. I'm a professional chef, they say. Not a five-star quality chef, but quality. I've worked at some pretty good restaurants. I have no idea how to make an omelet without it falling apart on the flip. I've turned down jobs when I find out they serve omelets on their breakfast menu.
Oh, man, you got to perfect the omelet.
I understand this text, though, because I'm a good driver. I'm a good parker, except when it comes to parallel parking. If you invite me somewhere where I have to parallel park, guess who ain't showing up?
I kind of want to watch you parallel park. I want to watch you do it now.
I will drive and park in Lynchburg and walk from Lynchburg to downtown Roanoke before I parallel park in downtown Roanoke.
Can we have a parallel park off?
No. I don't do things I know I'm going to lose.
Okay. Well, we have another text of 52353. Says, I steal coffee from my work. I put about half a cup of coffee cream powder in my mug when no one is around, then take it to my office and transfer it to a jar in my briefcase. It takes a few trips over a week to fill the jar before I take it home.
They are just out here stealing coffee.
I was going to say borrowing, but you don't really borrow the coffee because because I ask Taylor from Star Country all the time for coffee.
That's a lot of work for free coffee.
I know it.
Like, I'll just cash app you. Give me a cash app. I'll just send you money for coffee.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, K92. What is your confession?
Hey, so my confession is that I have a crush on my boyfriend's father.
Oh, no.
Oh, good gracious.
Explain.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I started dating a few months ago. We met out at a bar, and he was there with his father as well. We struck up a conversation, and my boyfriend and I have been seeing each other ever since then. But, you know, as you can imagine, there's a small problem, which is that I am crushing on his dad.
Come on.
I know. He's 25 years older than me, but I swear to you, he does not look his age.
You realize he's old enough to be your dad if he's 25 years older than you.
He doesn't look it, I swear. I mean, he's so handsome. And his father invites us over to his house all the time to hang out, and he is single. And I've noticed that he's sort of started to flirt with me on occasions when my boyfriend isn't around. And so I'm starting to think that I'd rather date my boyfriend's father, and I'm just not sure what to do.
Absolutely no.
Yeah, that's what you
big,
do. Nothing.
Fat no.
That's a tough situation to be in. I would not suggest dating the father of the guy you're currently dating. Like, that's just going to get too messy. You don't want to cause that family drama.
Yeah, great confession, though.
Okay, well, I do appreciate your advice. Thank you all.
No, please don't.
No.
Like, I know I told you no, but don't do it.
Love is love, Chris.
Yeah. You know what I blame? I blame the Miley Cyrus mom, because she's hooking up with her daughter's ex, marrying her daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, making it look trendy. Mm-mm-mm.
All right, we would love to have your confession on the show. So a few ways you can get us a confession: you can call 540-774-9236. You can also text your confession to 52353. We'll use it on the next episode of Covert Confessions. And you can also send us a voice memo on your phone to mornings@k92radio.com. Taylor Swift, Is It Over Now on K92. It's the Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Getting you in to go see a Taylor Swift tribute, Let's Sing Taylor, coming to Dr. Pepper Park on April the 19th. And we got Kim on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And not only do we have Kim, we also have Kim's niece, Ashley, because you may hear her run back and forth in the background. She sounds absolutely adorable. How old is your niece, Kim?
Two.
All right, she's two. Okay.
Little itty bitty thing.
Monica, are you getting baby fever?
I'll babysit for a little bit. I'll babysit.
How long is a little bit? Because that's weird. You're like, I'll babysit for a day.
Two
I'll
hours.
For a weekend.
You know, 2 hours for a date. You can go out, whatever you want to do, or just a run.
All right,
grocery
Kim.
Store.
So the show, the Morning Thang, we go until 10. So if you bring little Ashley by in the next 5 minutes, Monica will hang out with her for the next hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Yes.
All right. Well, before we get to the babysitting, Kim, you have to decide, who do you want to play with for a K92's Word Play? You going with Monica? All right,
all right.
The babysitter.
Right.
sending Monica to the soundproof chamber. I'm going to give you five words, and you just have to predict what Monica is going to say. Your first word is social.
Butterfly.
Social butterfly. Okay, that's a good start. I like it.
It's a good way to describe Monica.
True.
The next word is hair.
Style.
Hairstyle. All right.
Parking.
Ticket.
Have you received a few of those, Kim?
Maybe.
And my next question, did you pay them?
Of course.
Okay. You sound like the police right now, Chris.
No, I asked that question because you know that there's a lot of people that don't pay parking tickets and they just gather up and pile up and don't pay them.
I have an unpaid parking ticket. Let's move on,
guys. See, exhibit A right there. Okay, the fourth word is pop.
Star.
Pop star, I like it.
And the last one is always a name, Ben.
Affleck.
Ben Affleck. That's the only Ben I can really think of right now. Ben Klein, is that a thing? All right, well, Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. You just have to get two of these five answers correct. I think you can do it, especially since Monica's going to be your babysitter, you know?
So all right.
I think you and Monica are going to link up on that.
Uh-huh. Look, okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go, Monica. The first word is social.
Social. Social butterfly. Yes, butterfly.
Over here singing stuff. Kim, did you say butterfly?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I would have thought social media.
So yeah, me too.
Social media is a good one, yeah.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
Say hi.
So cute. Monica's on her way to come get
yes.
you.
Yes.
All right, the next word, hair.
Bow.
Hair bow. All right, Kim, what did you say?
Hairstyle.
Ashley was letting you know that you were wrong.
Oh, yes.
The next one is parking.
Parking lot.
Parking lot.
Yeah,
what did you say? Kim said parking ticket.
Oh.
And she does not have any unpaid parking tickets.
I wonder if I do. I mean, I guess I'll find out.
I think I have one. I feel confident I have one.
Uh-huh.
All right, we need word number four.
Word number four is pop.
Pop.
We got pop. What are you thinking?
Pop star.
Pop star. I mean, we have a bunch of them on K92. Kim, what did you say?
Pop star.
Oh, yeah. Dirty pop. Was that JT?
That was NSYNC.
NSYNC. Oh.
That was all
I'm
among
sorry.
Them. Not JT and them.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse. All right, well, you have those tickets to Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift Tribute Concert, Let's Sing Everything Taylor, that's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park April the 19th from K92.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
They did not think that this story would have a happy ending, Monica.
Oh, no.
There's a family in Oklahoma that lost their roof. They lost their roof because a contractor mixed up the address of the house he was supposed to take the roof off of.
Oh,
he went
shoot.
To the wrong house and took off the incorrect roof.
I feel like that's something that you want to make sure to you get that confirmation.
Like
you want to knock at the door and see the person and talk to them and say, hey, I'm about to take your roof.
Right,
this is the house, right?
Before I pull this hammer out,
yeah.
It's your roof. You're not going to have no roof no more. Yeah, so ended up, you know. Messing up the roof of the wrong house, but those people ended up getting a brand new roof for free because of the mess up.
Oh my gosh, we didn't order a roof.
I think it was about 80% off when they realized the mistake. And that's when we get the phone call.
Oh wow, how can we make this mistake? But here's what we can do to fix it. They were very gracious, very sweet. They understood, a little shocked, obviously.
It was really pretty funny.
Crazy.
I mean, we're a total advocate for him.
So what I'm asking to happen is now, could there be a lawn care company,
you better
that
not.
Gets the wrong address of the yard that they are supposed to cut
uh-huh.
and cut it at my house?
Oh!
Like, I need to break into all the files. I need to hack in and see who has a similar address.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could just switch a number here, put a 2 there,
so
a 7 there, an 8-4 there, or something like
that.
So
you're checking out all your neighbors.
Yes.
Like, who could get, you know, get the switch up?
I would love to get a free grass cutting at the house. I think, you know, those mistakes like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to happen to me. I have good karma. K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Happy Thursday, happy Friday Eve, happy March Madness Day, Monica.
March Madness, woo, woo, woo. I still haven't finished my bracket. My goodness, you got to get it. You got to get in your bracket before noon.
But, yep, you got till 12. Are you actually filling out a bracket, or are you just messing with me?
Well, I want to fill out one, but I want to, I don't want to do one of those, like, little free ones. You know, I want to actually
It's
win.
Too late to get into a cash money one.
It's too late.
We've already kicked
but
you out.
You should have till 12. Okay, for my cash money, can I do, like, FanDuel or something? I don't know.
I don't, we'll figure out a way.
Monica, I don't know, help me out with it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Monica is just so excited to lose money. So feel free to text in right now to 52353 and help Monica out so you can give her some of your picks, some of the colleges that you think have a chance to make it to the Final Four, a chance to win a national championship. Because Monica thinks that the mascot for Purdue University are the chickens.
I mean, that would come on now.
Boilermakers.
The Boilermakers.
Purdue.
They should take a chicken. You know what? They could sign on with Purdue Chicken. That's a deal. That's endorsements for someone on the team. For, you know, for Clint.
You are an agent. For yeah. who? For Clint?
Clint. There's a Clint on the team.
There has to be a Clint on the
there
team.
There has to be.
All right, Monica, what do we have to give away tomorrow at 8:20?
So tomorrow, you're going to play K92's Wordplay for a chance at some tickets. The Taylor Swift tribute, Let's Sing Taylor Swift. That's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park Friday, April the 19th. Everything Taylor Swift.
Yes.
You dress up as Taylor Swift, right? You bring a kitten with you?
I want a friendship bracelet, though. Like, I want friendship bracelet. I'm like, I'm not going to make any, so don't expect any from me.
Oh.
But I would love to receive friendship bracelets to know that people love me.
If you don't have the bracelet, what about bread? I did friendship bread one time, and you hand off your yeast.
Please show up to the concert with loaves of bread.
Well, just yeast. A bag of yeast, and you pass your yeast around to everyone.
I want you to get arrested. I need you to get arrested. But yeah, so we got those tickets for you.
That's what it is.
Tomorrow at 8:20 with K92's Wordplay. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. You want to be Taylor Swift, you do it.
Yeah, okay, but just know that
with your yeast bags.
You might end up being like Taylor or someone else. You might not make it to Taylor Swift, but you try your best. We have a brand new episode of The Thing starting tomorrow at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.